Blog Talk Radio.
Back, lady.
Well, British lady, you better come back and let us know that it is time for Pop Culture Stars. This is Dr. John. I am so glad to be here tonight. Long, long week of getting ready for lots of cool things to happen, and it's always good to get to sit down and talk with my friends. We hope the Queen of Sparkle, Liz, will be here tonight. But since she's not here just yet, we will say greetings to Papa Stroh. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Ah, doing great. Loving this weather. Really recharged, ready to go. Had a off the grid for a bit, like I mentioned off air, but I'm doing much better and getting ready for a couple busy weeks ahead. So all is well.
Well, that's really, really good. Do you mind sharing with everybody the fun that you've got coming up next week? Do you mind doing that?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Man. Well, season two of Dusk series is still going strong. Of course, the big debut is May 30th. I'll be at the Power Comic Con this Saturday, SIMT building in Florence, South Carolina, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then I'm jetting out to the airport to fly out to Vegas for the Cauliflower Club reunion. And I'll be there till Wednesday, flying out Thursday night, getting back in Friday morning, then doing the Fishing with Special Friends for the Disabled Kids Saturday morning in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. Of course, May 4th, you know, big Star Wars day, you know, episode 9 coming out. Going to be seeing Avengers Endgame soon, which I'm very stoked about. 3 hours long, so no pee breaks or big drinks. Watching that one. And of course, I'm so excited about Godzilla King of the Monsters. I'm going on record right now that's saying that's going to be the movie of the year. It looks amazing.
I'm pretty excited
that
about it
awesome.
Too, brother. You know.
Now, please help me out. What day does that come out?
May 30th to 31st, end of May, I know for sure.
30th
Godzilla King
31st.
Of the Monsters.
Okay, that's great. That's heading right into Lizard Man. It couldn't be any more perfect, really. Lizard Man being May 31st and June 1st. So.
You got to see the trailers if you get time. The trailers are just epic for this movie.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I may have to go look them up.
I will do that right after the show, I promise. Well, that's super, Papa Stroh. You got a great long week headed out for you. I know that's always fun. We're glad you take your time as usual to join us here on Pop Culture Stars, and thank you for being here. Dave Atwell, now on permanent vacation. How are you doing?
Yeah, even that gets old after a while, but no, enjoying it very much. Staying busy though. About ready to start celebrating Legends Week, which of course runs right up to Legends Day, which, if you weren't aware of it, Legends Day is May 2nd. It is the date of birth for such great people as The Rock, David Beckham, Engelbert Humperdinck, Kyle Busch, and another than the biggest legend, myself. So I'll be celebrating birth week all week. Probably won't remember any of it, but I'm going to try to keep working throughout it, try to keep it close to my chest, and enjoy the week. When you start getting long in the tooth like I am, man, I'm here to tell you, you kind of start valuing every day you got. So instead of doing birthdays, I do birth weeks now. And if I make it to 60, I'll do birth months. And if I make it to 80, then every damn day is going to be a birthday.
Well, okay. All right. Well, we're glad to have you here as you cherish this hour with us. That's good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Todd Saxon, how are you?
I am outstanding, supernatural, and just ecstatic to be here. Because, I mean, it is unreal to be hanging around and actually have not hit freezing for like a full week.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
my
new
goodness.
Weather.
hey, look, I'm serious. That sounds real. That, and I mean, anytime we can start off one of our evening get-togethers with Papa Stro bringing out Godzilla, and it don't start any better than that. You know I am such a sucker for Godzilla.
Why do you think I run Lizard Man? The lizards are cool. They really are. Especially the biggest one of all, Godzilla. Or Gojira. I think that's how they say it. Well, anyway, that's great. Todd, we're always glad you're here. It's always fun to have you. I'll tell you all what happened today. I do my normal email check around 11:30 because that's when I get my notification from Coast to Coast AM, the great paranormal institution there with George Norrie. And so they said that today the Merriam-Webster Dictionary included for the first time as a word with a definition the word cryptid. And I will absolutely recite. It says a cryptid is an animal, such as a Sasquatch or the Loch Ness Monster, that has been claimed to exist but never proven to exist. And then there's a comment, and I like this comment. Contrary to popular belief, cryptids don't have to be supernatural, mythical, or even all that strange. Although many popular creatures acquire these characteristics as their legends grow. So, I was so excited that as soon as I saw that thing, I went and registered Cryptid Day. So, I think next year in April, we're going to have the International Cryptid Day in Atlanta. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
Seems like a fitting place. If you've ever been there, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the quietest I've ever heard anybody get. This is exactly how Bigfoot Day started. We were talking to Bill Lancaster about his film, and he mentioned that it was soon to be the 50th anniversary of Patterson-Gimlin footage. So I ran, registered the domain name, and set up Bigfoot Day. So as soon as I saw this, something happened, and I just ran, registered Cryptid Day, and went and made up some posters, going to post them all over Clayton, Georgia, and I think we're going to have fun. So. That's what I did, along with trying to get ready and get the new book comes out Friday, spring 2019 Bigfoot Explorers book with brand new people in it, and along with all the old ones and all the history in there. So it's getting up there past 50 pages, and so we'll add a few more superstars of the Bigfoot world in the fall, and maybe we'll hit 60 pages, and we'll be big enough to hit Amazon at that point. So just trying to get ready to go. We've got a big sold-out crowd. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a very sad moment. It's going to be the first Comic-Con or festival that I have run without Papa Stro in 4 years. And
wow.
We miss you, buddy, but we know you're going to be at the PowerCon, and you're going to be headed out for Cauliflower Alley Club, so we want you to have a great time. But just know, Papa Stro, we're going to miss you, and we hope you'll we hope you'll have a good time anyway, because I know you. It's always amazing when you come to these things. Is that right? I tried to use the correct.
Oh, never a dull moment. If I find an Elvis Bigfoot in Vegas, I'll let you know.
Oh,
you'll probably be wearing sunscreen in Vegas because it's kind of hot. So.
Well, Papa Stro, you just said something, and I need to go ahead and announce it. Carolina Caricatures has moved off the boardwalk. And we are now in the lower level of Gay Dolphin. So we are 10 feet away from the statue of Elvis, and we are 116 paces from a 7-foot statue of Bigfoot.
Fantastic.
And I looked at, Cody, and I said,
At least you guys stay cool. Won't be so hot.
Yeah, Oh, my gosh, it was hot out there today, and we were in there in the cool. Cody was drawing, and I was talking to everybody, just raising a ruckus down there, lower level. I think they may be afraid of the day that they ever let me in there so I can talk to everybody. We were all laughing and having a great time, and Cody was drawing, so it was a lot of fun. And I was going over there with people doing a selfie with me and Elvis with them, and just, it was so much fun. So, yeah. It's we're inside the Gay Dolphin, 916 Actually, 916 Boardwalk and 916 Myrtle Beach Boulevard, Ocean Highway in Myrtle Beach. So come down and see us. And so we're going to have a lot of fun down there. It's going to be a lot cooler than it was out there on the boardwalk. And I get to hang out with Elvis and Bigfoot. I mean, Papa Stroh, you just absolutely read my mind. You're a mind reader, and that's pretty cool. So anyway, thanks a lot. So I want to go around the room. Well, you're welcome. I want to go around the room and see what's happening with everybody, because I know it's been an interesting week for everybody, including me. So I got my wickedness and weirdness and fun out on the table. Who wants to go next? Who's had some interesting times this week? This week past, since we had Tory Martin, that funny guy last week.
That was fun.
Somebody
break the ice.
That?
I got a dull life.
Do what?
I said, somebody break the ice because I got a dull life.
Oh, well, man. Yeah, I don't know. In the pregame show, all I heard was doggone somebody's itinerary, and I was like, better them than I. Just saying, good grief, Papa Stroh, that's an ambitious itinerary you got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That is Dan Dukes. Dude, safe travels, just saying. You know how it works. See, I tell you, I did see something today as I was zipping through the news brief in the morning after I did my old man maintenance. They got up, you know, you got a stretch, that kind of stuff. And, DOD, Navy in particular, is rewriting and setting up its new information on how it is going to deal with UFOs. And it has...
Awesome!
Real news on the... On the stuff today, it's the kind of stuff we definitely want to see. But they are going to look at, and they, you know, they're depending upon where you're going and looking for stuff, there are a number of phrases that you'll hear for unidentifiable aerial phenomena and things like that. But the Air Force is being involved in. Kind of interesting. There was an old part of an Air Force publication that was online for many years till Politico published it, and then next thing you know, the reference was a whole portion of the reference was removed. But yeah, this is actually, it's kind of cool. They're one of the phrases they have for safety and security concerns. The Navy and the Air Force take these reports very seriously. It investigates each and every report. And let's see what the phrasing is that they're calling it. Unidentifiable aerial phenomena is what they're using, and that's the phrase we should get used to from the military to replace UFO. I just thought that was interesting, and you all know I say the math indicates that there probably is life on other planets.
Probably so. But I'll tell you, the best UFO that I've ever encountered, there was a place called the Pad up in Myrtle Beach, and it was the best burger joint, North Myrtle, and it was the best burger joint you've ever seen. And they had a burger called the UFO, and it was about 18 inches across, and it was enough for a party of six or seven. And that's the best UFO. That's what they called it. The UFO is the best thing I ever had. They reopened, and I got to have one about 5 years ago. It just reminded me, and it was great. Somebody needs to make another UFO burger. Oh gosh, it was great. And special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onion, pickles, not on a sesame seed bun. So it was really great. Well, that's cool, Todd. Hey,
maybe you can find one at McDowell's. McDowell's, competitors of McDonald's. Maybe they have UFO burgers. McDowell's,
do they?
Yeah, like coming to America, McDowell's.
Oh, okay. Is there really a McDowell's?
There might be.
If not, we ought to open. Papa Stro, we ought to open one in Jacksonville. That's exactly what we ought to do. Have UFO burgers.
I'm not in the burger business, so I would, I probably wouldn't.
That's not you.
No, that's not me. I'm not in the burger business. No.
Well, I found out I'm in the food service business now because I'm serving lunch to 250 people on Friday on Saturday, and I just can't.
I can't wait to see what you're serving them. Can we do it?
Oh man.
Well,
oh,
I'm gonna tell you what I
done.
I'm gonna tell you what I did. 2 weeks ago, and every day since, I've sent them an email that said they could buy a Chick-fil-A box meal, or they could buy a chicken strip box meal, or a veggie box meal from Subway and all that. So far, and this is like herding cats. So far, out of 250 people, I've had 32 people come back and say they wanted lunch. So the problem is, Saturday at 1 o'clock is going to come, and we're going to have about 220 people that aren't going to have any food, and they're going to revolt. So what we're going to do is I got Pizza Hut coming Saturday morning, and they're going to take some orders for two slices of pizza, a drink, and a donut, and so that everybody can have something to eat. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be Papa Stro. If you were there, you'd have your choice of Chick-fil-A, Veggie Delight, or Pizza Hut pizza with extra cheese. And I don't – which would you choose, Papa
Jeez,
Stro?
Let me think. Well, that's a tough choice. So that's how Bigfoot people eat. Okay, I've always wondered what Bigfoot people had in their diet plan. So, yeah, thanks.
Well,
thanks for the form.
Apparently, I didn't get
– interesting.
Listen, I didn't get the right stuff because obviously only 32 people out of 250 put an order in. And, I mean, orders are done tomorrow. I've got to send another reminder email and let them know. If I tell them that Pizza Hut's coming with
sounds like
pizza.
You need Todd's help on that deal. Goodness.
Well, I know. And then somebody said, well, why don't you have some grills and have some fresh-cooked burgers? And I thought to myself, what a crazy thing to say. I mean, it was hard enough getting 12 volunteers. I'd have to have an army. I'd have to have the Marine Corps to cook burgers for that crowd. Yeah, I'm going to have pictures, Papa Stro. You're going to get to see it and all that. So yeah, that's what Bigfoot people are going to eat. And it's going to be a lot.
It's not a soup kitchen, right? It's not a soup kitchen.
No, wow. It's not. It is the pavilion right next to the Rabun County Civic Center and something else, and the library. It's going to be just a lot of fun.
Reminds me of Eddie talking to Clark Griswold on the vacation, and they're out in Vegas getting a buffet. He said, don't hold that on that yellow stuff, Clark. Save some for me.
The yellow stuff.
What? Why don't they remake it in Vacation or something? Those were so funny. They really were. And, I mean, nothing beats that original Vacation. It was just the funniest thing I ever saw. It really was.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, we are joined by a friend of everyone's and a friend of WCW Retro. Now, WCW Retro is tomorrow night, right, Papa Stro?
Yeah, Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
Well, I've checked the weather. It's supposed to be pretty good, at least in Georgia, so no creeks rising around here. But we got Justin joining us. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How you doing, Stro? How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Todd? Hey, how are you? I saw your photos of I saw your photos about the power washing. Hey, you do some good job. Work. You do a good job.
Yeah, we went out and got the heavy stuff. We went out and got a bunch of commercial equipment and everything, and it cost us a good little bit right to start with, but the results are insane, and it's not working me to death, and it's taking maybe a third of the time. So yay. And let's go. Fill these pockets with green so that way we can keep right on living without having to kill ourselves for the man, But I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dave, got a question for you. If I'm down in Myrtle Beach and I jump in the ocean and get all sandy. And if I give you a call, hey, Dave, can you power wash me so I don't got to go back to my hotel?
I tell you what, if you get hit with that one machine, you ain't going to get up. And I ain't going to tell you how I know. So,
no, don't tell us, Dave.
Yeah, Kevin was moving to the right, and I was moving to the left, and the inevitable happened. But, yeah, it was hard. It hurt, and it bruised. But,
May the force be with you.
I heard that, hey, Dave, I heard that Ann Nicole used to power wash when she was alive. Was that true? Have you heard anything on that?
I bet she did. She's probably going to be bent out of shape with the competition out and around.
I bet, yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Now, okay, you know, maybe
better get to
work.
Yeah.
All right. One at a time. Now, what were you saying, Dave? And then Justin next. What were you saying, Dave?
You still there?
Oh, I've got not a whole lot to report. Just you know, been working and everything. The big thing today, of course, is our good buddy Will Williams' birthday. So, why don't you give him a big happy birthday going his way. And with any luck at all, be hanging out with him in July when I make my way up to Raleigh for a little bit. And, for this week, I mean, what an amazing week, you know, for the entertainment industry and everything, man. Just, you know, and touching on what Stroh was saying about, you know, Avengers and Godzilla. We also have Game of Thrones just you talk about intense, and they've been real, both episodes have been real cool, not a lot of action, but a lot still happening. And every indication that the next or the last four episodes are just going to be nuts. And
tragic. I can't wait.
Yeah. And, you know, the bad thing about it is that all stories have to eventually come to an end, but you find yourself missing it. I mean, when I heard they were going to try to do kind of a prequel to The Sopranos, I was all ears because I would love to see The Sopranos come back. But
oh, yeah, right.
Whether they're going to be able to, you know, harness the magic they had the first time around, who knows? Hey, you were just speaking on vacation earlier and said something about looking for a remake. They actually did make one, what was it, about 3 or 4 years ago. And it was not bad.
Yeah,
nobody remembers it because it stunk. And
it did. It was awful.
I mean, it was bad. And if you can't get me laughing, something's up. And it just, like I said, hopefully they'll be able to, you know, reignite the flame because I still miss The Sopranos, and I'm sure I'll feel the same about Game of Thrones when it checks out another 4 weeks. But what a great story! And I mean, and I gotta hand it to those guys at HBO because George R. R. Martin's been sitting on his hands for the last 10 years, enjoying all the proceeds that are coming in from his newfound fame, and he hasn't been too quick on the typewriter. And these guys at HBO have kind of bypassed them and written that story. So when you read the books, it'll be a totally different thing, of course, because, you know, the HBO showrunners are going one direction and Martin's going another. But hats off to those guys and their writing staff. I mean, they know when to dial it up. They know when to dial it down. And just fantastic series. Can't say enough about it. And if you ain't watching it, get on the stick.
You know, those walkers, they got such a huge army. I think they even have Bigfoot walkers. I mean, they got a dragon, they got giants. Yeah, I think they got Bigfoot walkers. And I think they have one that looks like Ann Nicole, actually, with blue eyes.
But they probably don't have Lizard Man because it's just too damn cold.
You know, they are reviving the dead, right? So that would be possible.
Oh, you guys are killing me. You know what, though? I'm going to throw this out. Dave talked about a movie that made, you know, movie could make him laugh, and that was that remake of Vacation. Tell you what I did watch last week. Took me a couple nights to get through it, and I still find it funny. is a Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Kung Fu Hustle, yes. That's right up there with Kung Pao, with the cow shooting the milk and doing the Matrix, trying to avoid the milk spurts.
Yeah. Oh, man. All I know is every time I've ever seen that lady hit that damn billboard and the blurs go flying, I laugh every time.
And if I may suggest, if you have Netflix and you have a spare 2 hours, Highwaymen with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, about the gentlemen that were hired to chase down Bonnie and Clyde. Another one of those shows that just it's one of Costner's better efforts since he played Devil Ans and Hatfields and McCoys, but everybody was spot on. It was a damn decent flick and worth eyeballing. I enjoyed it. So that's another suggestion coming from my end of it. But yeah, well worth the watch.
Did you not like the Hatfields and the McCoys, Dave?
I loved it.
I did too.
I thought it was fantastic.
I did too. I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen on television.
Really
it was slow, but who cares? It was great. I mean, you know, it kind of it told the story pretty well. So I enjoyed it. I don't know. I didn't know if you had if you were not loving it or not. So.
No,
that's
that was
right.
That's another one of those go-tos when nothing's on. You kind of flip that on, just watch a half hour of it here or there. And that's another one of those odd shows. I shouldn't say odd. One of those shows where I talk about how the casting was just right. Everybody in that show was doing exactly what they should have been doing. Everybody just did a fantastic job. And that was a very good miniseries. Pretty authentic, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's great.
You know what? Speaking of folks that are in film and doing birthdays and that, seems our friend Mike Roberts just had a birthday too.
Oh, that's right. All
yeah,
these young guys.
Yeah.
We need to get a hold of Mike, man. Talk to him in a while.
Yeah, I know. I'll get a hold of him. We're, hopefully in 2 weeks we have Will Williams. Because Will's going out to, you know, he's working on that boxing documentary. And he's going out to, I can't remember if it's Las Vegas or L.A. There's some boxing Hall of Fame thing. And he's going out there. So he said he'd come back and hang out with us again. Because it's always fun to have Will. And guys, I have this great idea because I'm looking at the poster for the International Cryptid Day, and I just realized that since the Big Bang Theory is going away, we need to put together a brand new sitcom called The Big Swamp Theory, starring Bigfoot and Lizard Man and all of us. I mean, it could not get better. The Big Swamp Theory.
Yeah, what about the freaks of nature theory? That would be kind of more.
Well, no, I mean, no,
Lizard Man and
Big
Swamp. Freaks of
nature. If we do the Big Swamp Theory, we can have Anna Nicole can be there because it has to start. First of all, it has to star Papa Stroh because he's the only star.
You know they're filming Swamp Thing still down in Wilmington, right? DC Comics is.
Yes, they are, and I was supposed to do something with that, and I know what you mean. Yeah, I was gonna try to get involved with that, but you know these Bigfoot things. I mean, we've got Tennessee, we've got two Georgia Bigfoot conferences, we've got a Kentucky Bigfoot conference, we got the International Cryptid Day is now coming up. These things have kind of taken on a life of their own. I guess that's kind of like if you say something's taken on a life of its own, that's simply like saying it's Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully
oh, wow. Nobody laughed. I'm going to be like a politician, and I'm going to say everybody can laugh and applaud now. I'm sorry I had to get that one on for Amy Klobuchar. I had to. She got caught not being entertaining and said, everybody can applaud now. I love it. Amy, you get props for still being in the race. After that statement, I thought it was great. And for those of you who don't know, because a lot of people don't, she is running for president. Don't you think that's funny that we've got all these people running for president and no one knows who they are? And Joe Biden's not exactly running. Joe's not even running exactly it.
But it just proves the level of respect that America has for its commander-in-chief now. And when I say that, I say the title, not Trump in particular, but the lack of respect we have for our leader, regardless of whether we agree or disagree with him. And that's the problem. It's when bartenders can run for office and win, something is amiss. And and you got old Papa Joe talking he's going to get in there, and I'm like, I can already see it. That's all we need, just another grabber in there. I mean, it's, wow. It's going to be messy, guys. Brace yourselves for impact.
It's going to be kind of funny. Actually. You know, I mean, everybody's just going crazy about this stuff, and everyone wants to get mad at each other. And
how many people run for president? Like 100 these days? Like 100 people almost run for president? I mean, it's a staggering number.
Seriously,
and the amount of money
that
it takes to file. I mean, it actually takes resources to file. You just can't walk down the courthouse and say, hey, I want to run for president. You actually have to have a financial backing. And to think that there's so many knuckleheads out there just going willy-nilly with it, it's, yeah, wow. I say no more.
It was so funny yesterday, or it was last night. Some Fox News anchor was interviewing this gal. She's a Republican. She's running against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez up there in Brooklyn in the 14th district. And she, at the end of the interview, you know, the lady's still talking, and the Fox News anchor says, "We got to go now." I mean, I've never seen anybody get cut off so bad. Well, we got to go now. And it's like, boom, we're done. We're done with that interview. I'm poor old lady. She wasn't a very good speaker. She was nice enough. And she was like talking about there are closet Democrats and closet Republicans. But this is, and it was making no sense. But this poor old anchor could have handled it a little bit. She said, we got to go now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't say that to some
people.
Get a job
at Taco Bell. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not everybody has been around and done. I mean, they're not even on podcasts like we are every week. And, you know, I always talk to people and tell them we do this podcast. And we've had this one going for about 3.5 years. And just, you know, we're all so, you know, used to each other. I go back and listen to these things, and they're pretty good. They really are. Even when I say, God, that was terrible. And it wasn't. You know, it's just that, no, I mean, I try to be very critical about what I do, and it's like when I change jobs, I'll tell you a quick story, and I think this is a good story for everybody. I used to be a college professor, and I changed. I got tired of it, and I went into insurance sales. And what I did every night when I came home, I sat down and I wrote down what I did, and I was very critical of everything that I did. And when I didn't make a sale, I was critical. I always blamed it on myself, and then I had to really justify that maybe it wasn't my fault. And, you know, I got good at that. I really got good at it because I was critical of myself. I was my own worst critic, but it was good for me. And I think that, you know, Dave told me, he goes back and listens to these shows. I know that Papa Stroh has been in the wrestling and entertainment business for a long, long time. And Papa Stroh, I'll ask you an unrehearsed question. You work very hard about being good when you're in front of people, don't you?
Well, you got to be. You got to be on. You know what I mean? No matter what you're doing, you got to be on, especially out in public. You know what I mean? You got to be on the top of your game. So
That's exactly right. And I can guarantee you, sir, aren't you your own? You're your toughest critic, aren't you? When it comes to deciding if you did well or didn't.
All the time.
That's exactly right. And you know, that's why it's just interesting when you hear people that have never done this, and you can tell they haven't. They just don't have the experience, and they can't whatever. By the way, Liz has sent us several messages, and honey, we love you, and we're sorry you're still working, but she said she'll see us back next Wednesday, and that's good. We always love having Liz with us. She's just such a sparkly breath of fresh air, and when we're just having fun, so that's great. But yeah, it's interesting. The all the politicians, Papa Stroh, as you said, how many of them are running for president, and they don't have much experience in front of people. A lot of them don't. And then Joe Biden, am I correct? Joe is not exactly still. He's not exactly still running for president. Is that correct? Or did I miss something? Did I miss an announcement?
I thought he declared this morning.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, that give okay, Dave. Give me a day. Give me the fact that I haven't checked everything. What?
Yeah, I might be wrong on that.
What?
And he's planning Selena Gomez is going to be his campaign buddy that does all the prep, and the big theme song is going to be "Can't Keep My Hands to Myself." That's going to be his thing. He'll give you a back rub if you vote him in, folks. Big Papa Joe, Mr. Touchy. Good time.
Okay, Dave. All right, hey, Brady, if you're listening, don't just keep us on. We're still funny, you know. It is. Like, sorry, Brady. I'm gonna have to call Brady tonight. I'm just teasing. No, maybe I will. It'd be good to talk to him. But yeah, it's just amazing. I think the most amazing thing that I've heard on the news, and I loved it. I have a good friend from Canada. He does some production work for me, and I saw this morning that the Philippines might declare war on Canada. Did you see that?
Are you kidding?
I think that happened. That
is like that. No, that is like, what can I say? That is like a local television show versus a network. Is like the Philippines, because Canada has been sending their garbage to the Philippines to recycle. I saw that and I pinched myself. I said, is this real? The Philippines will declare war on Canada. What would be an equivalent? What would be just as absolutely bizarre? It'd be like if Morocco declared war on Scotland. How could that happen? And they want Canada to come down there and get their garbage and ship it back to Canada. Well, what are they going to do? They got so much empty space out there. They can put it out and nobody notices the difference up there in the Yukon. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Just freeze it.
Freeze it permanently. Although Mrs. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says there's no more frost up there, but, you know. Oh, my gosh. Canada versus the Philippines.
Why do they keep giving this lady press?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't have any power. I mean, they're, like, fascinated with this crazy lady.
They are. I mean, they could come give us the same amount of press, and their ratings would go up. We're funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we're actually funny. Even Dave.
She only rates in lowercase letters. Everything she writes is in lowercase letters because she doesn't believe in capitalism.
Oh, badacha. I like it.
Bada big.
Thank
great.
You. Thank you. I'll be here all
Dave,
week.
Was that your
crowd.
Was that your joke or Rodney Dangerfield's or someone else's?
No, that was one that I had gotten from a friend of mine who had a meme on it, and it was a picture of her and said, "We'll only write in lowercase letters because she doesn't believe in capitalism." And, of course, you know, had to work the Charlie horse out of my ribs from laughing so hard. But, yeah, it's, again, just it. What's the old saying about who's the bigger fool, the fool or a fool who follows one? It just It's mind-numbing. Hey, I don't think people realize how valuable their vote is, how much their vote counts. And, wow, yeah. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. You can't stop and look at that young lady and say, hey, yeah, she's got it together. I mean, I would dare to say that even the higher-up Democrats behind closed doors roll their eyes when she gets on TV. I just cannot picture those ladies and gentlemen on the left even remotely feeling like that she's a good future for that party. It just blows my mind.
Dave, I got news for you. They don't do that behind closed doors. They do it in front of everybody. I mean, seriously, you ought to see some of the junk. Just read the Drudge Report. I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she is truly amazing, and I mean that in every possible way. I'm getting ready to call up. They've got a bunch of suits against her in the Federal Elections Commission. I'm getting ready to call the FEC the next right after Bigfoot. Perfect timing, right after the Bigfoot conference. I'm gonna call the Federal Elections Commission and see what the progress is on those suits. Or, I mean, are they out to be pressed or cleaned or whatever? Or are they going to be dry cleaned? Or what's the progress on the
suit?
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, that's about what's going on in Washington. And that's fine. Enough about politics from me. All right. Let's see. Who wants to go next? I've honestly had too good of a time, and I normally try to think about two questions ahead, but I've had such a good time talking. Please forgive me. I hope I'm not too boring. Oh, I know I'm boring, but that's... Oh, Papa Stro, I got to tell you something. I have several friends that are coming to the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, and here's the first thing they said. And there are like three of them, and they don't really know each other. But you've met them all. First thing they said was, is Papa Stro going to be there? I said, no, he's going to be in Florence, and he's going to Las Vegas. Well, darn, why should I come? Oh, is Dave going to be there? That's the next question. Is Dave going to be there? Well, no, he's going to Lizard Man Festival. And then the third statement is, well, why should I show up? I said, well, maybe because I'm going to be there. And it's always no, no, no. So I want y'all to know, you have alienated my friends to the point they'd rather see you than me. But, of course, they have pretty good taste because Papa Stro and Dave are very entertaining and all that. But, yeah, I had the third one say it today, and I just thought I would confront both of you how you're alienating my friends from me because you're more popular than I am. So congratulations. Thank you.
I think it's got a lot to do with my ravishing good looks on this podcast.
Okay. Great. Papa Stro, it's because you're more entertaining than I am, and I know that. Yeah. Even Cody said, well, I'd much rather go to Florence because I get to hang out with Papa Stro. I said, oh, okay. Thank you. I said, thank you very much. I said you're barred from coming to Georgia to the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. So yeah, that even Cody said that to me today. That's a fourth one. So I know where all my friends rank. I'm gonna send them all up to see you in Riceville Beach. That's what I'm gonna do, Papa Stro.
For a disabled event.
Yeah,
they're referring to
Fishing special
friends. Well, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can get Cody to come up there and do some caricatures. I think those kids would like it. I really do. So we'll see if I can.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite events of the year. It's always good for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, smiles on kids' faces.
Well, really,
you know, I mean, that's a lot anyway.
They have a good crowd, and those folks that do that, I know that those are some friends of yours that do that, and. Isn't it the family of Bambi Weevil, or her family's involved in that, right?
Yeah, you know, they're part of it, but it's a fishing group that gets together with other businesses around the town, and they give out prizes to the disabled kids at the end of midday, and pretty much everybody gets a prize, and so and everybody makes donate, like different businesses donate certain things for prizes, and so yeah, it's always a good time.
Well, I think that's great. I was up there once, and I caught the toward the end of it, and I just saw it was great. They had such a good time, and you're just so popular with those kids, and we're glad that you – the great things you do, especially, you know, down there in Wilmington. It takes a little bit of work to get there, but it's a lot of fun. I know it is, and I saw it. So we're proud of you for what you do, and just keep up the great work, really, really. So what we'll do – let's go back. Let's go around the room with one more comment. Then we will do our plugs. So we need one more round of comments and everything. And don't say how unpopular I am at my events. So we're gonna go with Todd. Todd, Dave, Papa Stroh. Then we're gonna do our plugs. So Todd, comment, question, or whatever.
All right, we covered a lot of ground tonight. One of the things. Politics and the vote. It just, I'm aware that we get taxed really, really hard. I think those folks that did the Boston Tea Party would jump into the harbor and swim away at the way taxes are going. Where of ones have been paying state tax for so long that I didn't realize, I'd completely forgotten that there's these people, I helped a neighbor out with their taxes, and the neighbor got a tax return from the state last year. And the first thing the Fed did this year was say, you know, that money that we taxed 2 years ago that your state didn't take from you, we want to tax you on that again. Insanity of that is just overwhelming. They already had one go at it, and they want to have another go at it. And that's not counting all the other goes that happen, you know, with taxes for people. So, again, the people that did the Boston Tea Party, they would be jumping into the Boston Harbor, and they'd be swimming for somewhere where there's less taxes, just saying.
That's crazy. Not hard to believe, but crazy.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the sobering comment, Ms. Todd, and we're glad you did. Dave, stealing my friends, Dave. What have you got to say?
I guess mine is just going to be a little public service announcement from the center of the standing on the fence and looking down at everybody. I'm going to tell everybody, be courteous if you're out there watching these big shows like, you know, Game of Thrones, you're watching the Avengers and this kind of stuff this week. Don't be out there running your mouth. Because everybody deserves that that thrill of the story, and not everybody can play hooky off of work, and not everybody's unemployed, so they can go out and see it when it's first showing. Try to be courteous. Try to keep your mouth shut. And on the other side of that, though, protect yourself. If you're that guy that can't see it till 2 or 3 days later, get off Facebook. Give it a break for a little bit. You know, crawl under a rock, go to the beach, play with your kids, do something other than try your level best to get bent out of shape because somebody said something. And so, again, you know, help yourself. But then again, try to be courteous if you're somebody that's already been able to see the film or the series or whatever. And because we're going through it right now with Dale. She's up to season 3 of Game of Thrones, so every Sunday night we got to run her out so nothing gets spoiled, because if she watches this season right now, she might as well not watch the rest of it because it builds up so well. So have respect for your peers, keep your mouth shut, have respect for yourself, and don't go out of your way and getting upset when somebody you're trying your level best to find something. Keep your ears closed, go watch the movie, go watch the series, and enjoy the thrill, you know?
Yep. That sounds good. Papa Stroh, what is your last comment before we go to our plugs?
Honestly, you know, with a lot of these on the topic of having some decency with different films and series, especially when spoilers and all that for upcoming films. Some people have the luxury of viewing things before others and get stuff 411 of what's really going on before the others get a chance to watch it, you know, for public viewing. So, you know, I'll always say it's just be courteous. You know, if a film is good, let them know it's good, but, you know, without giving anything too much away so the viewer could actually watch it and enjoy it for themselves when it's time for them to enjoy the film or television program. So just be courteous to everyone involved in watching films. And have respect to people during everyday life. I mean, there's so much tension right now, and people are quick to judge and quick to divide and all that sort of thing. I mean, we're all human beings living on this earth together, if the truth were known. And no matter what race, creed you are, I mean, you're a human being with a heart and a brain and a mind and limbs intact. You know, some have more limbs than others, but you're still a human being, the heart and the mind. So, I mean, act on it and think for yourself. Don't follow. Don't be a sheep and follow. Be quick to follow everything. Do the research. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Always do your homework before jumping into something. Never jump into anything blindly. And be your and have control of your own life. Be your own individual. You know. And I guarantee you'll have much more respect that way from others, as well as you'll be making much smarter decisions in your life.
Very well put. You always tend to have good advice, and thank you very much. Justin, if you're still around, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I do. I'll just say, hey, what basically with what Stroh said, just be honest to yourself. Just gotta, like with me, I figured this out. I had a little, this past Tuesday, I figured myself out. I was like, hey, you know what? Before Tuesday, I was like, yeah, I was mean to people and all that. And then I sat down with a few friends of mine. And I talked to him. I said, hey, you guys know what? I'm tired of being a jerk to everybody. You know what? I'm going to lay it all out on the table, and I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I know I can be a jerk sometimes, and I'm going to be straightforward with everybody. I'm tired of being a jerk, and I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up the real me that I've been hiding just a little bit of. So it's going to be the real me for now on. And it's a change. I just had to change. Get that wake up. Get that little wake up call. And now it's going to start setting in. Yeah, so from here on out, different person.
All righty. Well, that's a great thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say I'm glad to be here with everybody, and I'll see if Papa Stroh's schedule allows. If that Godzilla movie comes out on Thursday, I'll come up there to watch it with you before we all head to Lizard Man. So, thanks a lot. So, all right, I'm going to go back around in the opposite order, but we'll start with Justin, and I'm going to start with next will be Todd, then Dave, then we'll Papa Stroh, then me, and we'll do our plugs, and then we'll head off into the sunset. And all that cool stuff. So, Justin, you got anything to plug?
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm working all weekend after a long Monday So today I had off from Monday to Tuesday, worked Thursday to Saturday, and then coming up May 22nd to May 28th, I will be making my way down to Florida. I have not been there yet, and I'm hoping it's a blast. I'm going to go down there, check everything out. Hopefully it's nice. Buy a GoPro. Film me going in the ocean with some sharks. Hopefully I don't get my arm or leg bitten off. Just hope and pray that I don't do that. But, I think it should be fun. If there is any footage, I will post it when I'm down there. Thanks for having me on. Well, I appreciate you guys.
That sounds good. We're glad you came on to visit with us. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime. Anytime.
Who's next? Is it Dave or is it Todd? I can't remember.
Well, we can go either
or
way.
Doesn't
Todd,
matter. I'm going to run with the independent entrepreneur. This gives this is Papa's Row. This is Dave. This is Dr. John. This is Liz. She's doing the stuff independent. But what my actual target is some of those places that tried to make sure mom was fed at from our last trip, some of those independent restaurants and that stuff. These people that are working to do the American dream, trying to make the American dream happen, that's big time stuff. And the fact that people are still reaching for the dream is huge in my mind. Y'all keep dreaming, then even better, keep executing, because y'all are killing it. Thanks, man. You're inspirational.
I appreciate that, Doc.
You are too, buddy.
Absolutely.
All righty. Dave, what you got? What you got to plug?
Just kind of backing up what Todd said, I just want to thank everybody out there, around, even if you're not around Onslow County and everything, the amount of support that Kevin and me have gotten with this venture. And you got to understand, we're two old men that walked away from $70,000 a year jobs. And there's something chemical that goes off in every person's head every now and then that just says it ain't all about money. And your happiness, your health, all that counts. And chasing the dream, like Todd had mentioned, there's plenty of potholes in that road too, but by God, it's the pursuit of happiness. And right now, we're doing it. So thanks again to everybody. And that was part of the reason why we wanted to stick with something patriotic, and we named the business Home of the Brave. And because this is the only place on the planet you can actually do this. Everywhere else, you're not blessed with these type of things. So if you're willing to work, you're willing to take that leap of faith, and by God, you keep your name clean and you have a wealth of quality friends and supporters, it can be done. But going back to what Justin was saying, you're not going to do it by being a weenie all your life. You got to take care of folks. You got to keep your name clean. But just a very heartfelt thanks to everybody, whoever's done any liking or commenting or even said, hey, way to go. It just fuels the machine. We really appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Dave. Papa Stroh, what you got for us to plug?
Power Comic Con this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., SIMT Building, Florence, South Carolina. I'll be in Las Vegas for CAC, College Rally Club of Union, from this Sunday on to May 1st at the Gold Coast Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you guys in the area, come see me. Hope to see you guys there. Be a good time. Official with Special Friends, May 4th, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. At the Wright Beach at Johnny Mercer's Pier, putting some smiles on people's faces. It's going to be a great time. Official with specialfriends.com is the site. You can go and find out more info on that. Cauliflower Island Club.org just like it sounds, cauliflowerclub.org and powercomiccon.com for the Power Comic Con. And be looking out for Season 3 of the Dust Series, May 30th. Mark it down. Mark your calendars down for that. And be looking out for the teaser trailer soon to Supernatural Assassins. Coming out soon, starring yours truly. And for all the latest on television, wrestling, film, and merchandise, go to my official website at thestro.com for all the latest. And follow me on my social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc. And always a pleasure being here with you guys. And I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome remainder of the week and weekend.
Yeah, man. Safe travels out to Vegas.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And stay in touch, and we'll watch Facebook, and we'll watch you represent us well. You represent people so well, Pop Stro. And just thanks to everybody for being here. Next week, Liz will be back. She had to work for a couple of weeks, so she's like having a guest. And then the next week, we got Will Williams. And we're going to have some of our old buddies are returning. Our new friends are coming. And let's see, tomorrow night on Scary – no, tomorrow night – big deal. Tomorrow night is W Retro at 9 p.m. Is that right, Papa Stro?
Yes, sir, correct.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night, 11 p.m. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. We're going to have Scary Cats with Angelia Shear, Tennessee MUFON. She's a good friend of ours, Papa Stro from Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. So she's going to be on tomorrow night, and it's going to be just a blast. I got to tell y'all something funny. This happens when you have a friend from Hollywood that doesn't know anything about Myrtle Beach. So I get this text from Devin Tate, Scary Cast. And Devin said, John, you wouldn't believe it. I saw that there used to be a Hooters Airlines that was based in Myrtle Beach. I knew you'd want to know. And I thought, we all knew it. Oh my goodness, it was great. And I appreciate it, but he said, I knew you'd want to know. And it's like, okay, I haven't sent the reply. I don't think he listens to Pop Culture Stars, so I got to send him a text back tonight. But it was just kind of cool, you know. He's from over there in Hollywood. There's all kinds of stuff out there, and they're great. And we're proud to know him, proud to have him. So thanks to everybody for being on Pop Culture Stars.
Dr. John.
But, hey, what? What?
Hey. What, real quick, it just came to mind. I was reading today that there's a place in Merle's Inlet that's an abandoned mansion, and it's called something like Atalia,
Adelaia. Yeah, Adelaia.
Okay, all right. So have you ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Is it worth it? Or is that a baited question?
I will take the fifth.
Ah, okay.
I'll take a fifth there, and maybe it'll be fun, okay?
Because as many times I've been in Myrtle Beach, that's one place I have not been, and I says, you know what? I need to hit up Dr. John about this. But pleading the fifth, that obviously tells me I need to get a couple margaritas in me and then go. So thank you for the 411 on that.
Hang out, Buffett, and you'll be okay. All right, anyway, thanks. Signing off tonight. Maybe a few minutes early, but I got to get ready to leave out for Georgia in the morning. Thanks to all my friends. You guys are the best friends anybody could possibly have. So thanks again. We'll see everybody next week. Liz Brackett will be with us next week. We'll have Will Williams, and we'll have more of our crazy-ass friends will be back because we all love them. Take care. Godspeed. And I hope I don't get in trouble for that, but that's a great phrase. Take care. Night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good
travels, gentlemen. Stay warm, Todd.